Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your host, Raheem Christ, and we are here to talk about why we're dying so early, sick, and broke. Unbelievable, huh? Well, we're going to start off with my usual thing, how we like to talk about love. Until we learn how to love each other, we will absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, not be able to work with each other. 250 years we've been here as a group, and we're still slaves, okay? They've upgraded the slavery to not just blacks, but 99% of the people that live in this country are slaves. Some of them don't know it, some of them know it and don't care. So, but in order for us to end the poverty, hunger, and suffering around the world, the 99% must come together. Must get rid of your isms, your schisms, and everything else, and come together and work in harmony and unity with each other. That's going to be part of my message for the next 10 weeks, actually. And then we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks. But we need to learn how to love each other. Now, they have taught us all kinds of things about love to enhance their position. When I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. Now, the 1% come in all colors. Those who only think the 1% are Europeans need a wake-up call. And that's what we're giving, a wake-up call. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you and your mate aren't constantly committing acts to make each other feel good, then you have the wrong understanding of love, and before you know it, you will be breaking up, and your relationship will be over, okay? So that's what love is. And what happens when you commit those acts and make the other person feel good, they attach their emotion to those acts. And you're calling it love. But the emotion is just emotion. That emotion can be attached to hate, can be attached to anger, can be attached to anything. There's only one emotion. And emotion is triggered by different acts. So be careful of the acts that you commit on people, or you will get an emotional response that you might not like. Okay? So with that, we're going to go right into the health portion of the show. The last, we do three segments that are sort of spiritual or religious in nature. And the last segment of the month, we always do a secular show, which this month we're talking about health, okay? Now, the last couple of times we talked about health, we went through protein and went to carbohydrates to explain exactly how they work. Now, the reason why I go through that is because the proteins and carbohydrates work with each other to create that perfect cell. Every 7 years, the body creates the perfect cell. Okay, it reproduces all the cells in the body. Now, the reason why we're getting sick and having so many problems is because we're not eating properly, and the body producing the cells, but the cells are defective. Okay, so we need to step up and learn a little more about eating and how we should eat. Now, all that comes down to the thought process. Each thought process that you're going through, that you're under, is like a program, all right? And the programs actually determine the conclusion that you're going to come to about the way you eat, the way you live, and every doggone thing else, you know? Now, each program, each thought process that you're under represents a path. This is why we talk about your end game. If your end game is if you have an end game. A lot of us don't have an end game. We just barely surviving out here trying to make ends meet, and we can pay our bills and live good and party every now and then. We happy, you know? That's because you don't know who you are, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit, not much, because mostly we're going to talk about health today. So the body takes in 68 to 100 nutrients, and this is what you need when you eat, okay? And you have to think in terms of making that perfect cell. That's what you have to think in terms of when you eat. 3-meal-a-day diet doesn't work. Okay, it'll keep you here for a little while, and then by the time you're 50 and 60, if you adhere to the 3-meal-a-day diet, eating the way that they're set up with the food pyramid and the things that they're asking you to eat, you will wind up sick on medication for the rest of your life from 50 years on. And if you're on medication every day from 50 years or older, you're not going to live past 80. If you make it to 80, you'll be quite lucky. You know, 11% of all the black men in America died before 70 years old. Only 11% make it past 70. So something's wrong with what we're eating, something's wrong with what's going on, okay? Now, if you adhere to that thought process, what you need to do when you sit down to eat, you need to put all of the nutrients that the body's going to need to process that food, you need to put all of those on your plate at the same time. Excuse me, I'm trying to get you to think in terms of a different thought process when you eat. Now, the different thought process that I want you to think about when you eat is how you're going to sustain a healthy body. The stomach acts like an oven. You put the ingredients, let's say you're making a cake. Pull all those ingredients together, you put them in the oven, and if all of the ingredients are measured out perfectly, you get a beautiful cake. But if one ingredient's off, that cake gonna fall down in the middle. It's gonna overcook, it ain't gonna be sweet enough, that's not gonna be moist enough. There's gonna be so many things wrong if you don't have the exact measurements when you put measurements on the ingredients when you put that cake in the oven, okay? And when you put that cake in the oven, if all the ingredients aren't perfect, the cake is not going to come out right. Well, the same thing, it goes with your body and how it works. When you put partial ingredients in your stomach, it processes partial cells or defective cells. The cells just don't come out right because it don't have all the ingredients to actually make the perfect cell. So if you want the perfect cell, you have to begin to eat differently. You have to begin thinking differently about your diet, okay? Now, they have been using different tricks on us to get us to go off our diet how we actually should be living. Okay, and I talk a lot about the Bible because I think the Bible is one excellent book. You have to think about it under penalty of death to the slave master if they taught the slave how to read that Bible. That's how powerful that book is. You know, a lot of people are putting the Bible down and they don't want to read the Bible because of this or because of whatever, but rulers like King James make sure that you have a copy of the Bible that they can control, that they have manipulated to say certain things because they know how powerful that book is. Everybody's using that book to build nations, okay? They use the book to build nations and you're running away from the book. Something's wrong with the thought process. Something's wrong with your mindset. Your mind. Something's wrong with the process and where you're manipulating the information that you're giving, that's given to you by your imams and preachers and stuff like that there, okay? Now, now think about this. In the Bible, in Genesis, it's telling you that herbs, vegetables, and fruit were given to you for meat. That's what it says in the Bible. But yet they have flipped the script. When I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. They have flipped the script, okay? And they're calling flesh meat. So you're going into the Bible thinking that it's okay for you to have meat, and you're eating all this decayed flesh and this meat that's full of parasites, destroying your system. But you think it's okay because you think that the Bible was talking about the flesh when it said meat, but the Bible wasn't. Flesh is flesh, and we shouldn't be eating animal flesh. The herbs and vegetables and fruit of the earth is plentiful, you know. They talk about the carbon footprint and how the ozone layers and all that stuff is being affected, but the biggest effect that's having on a carbon footprint is the animals. They consume so much water and everything else, and it's really causing a real bad effect on the environment. But they don't talk about that because the industry is so huge. You know, you start talking about that, where they're ready to come back and knock you off. I'm telling you, this is why they don't talk about it, because they're coming to shut you down, you know, because the meat industry, the poultry industry, all those industries are huge. But something's going to have to change. And what's going to have to change is you. You're going to have to change. You can't change this thing. The only thing you can do is change you. If you change you, you will change the planet, you know? That's the beauty about the whole thing. We worry about changing government and making government do this and making government do that, but if the people change, the government will change, because what is the government but people? It's a set of rules that are run by people. And if the people do the rules right, the planet will be beautiful. Everything will be great, okay? But it's the people that need to change. We keep saying, oh, government this and government this. But the people are the government. You're the government. You put these people in there, and they're supposed to do this, supposed to do that, but it don't always come out that way because they have to change, okay? Now, that's what has to go down. You're going to have to make some changes, and the changes start with your thought process. It starts with how you think about food. Why are you eating? Are you eating to live? Are you eating to survive? You know? Now, this is five vegetables that you can eat that contain almost 68 of the nutrients that you need. I use seasonings that help out with if the nutrients aren't up to par, then I use seasonings that help out, like paprika and cayenne pepper, strong in vitamin A. So I use that. You see what I'm saying? Vitamin B4. You get your garlic and stuff like that there to get your vitamin B4. But you can use seasonings to add to some of the stuff that you need if some of your vegetables don't have all of the nutrients that your body needs. Okay, you can use the seasonings, and there's quite a bit of seasonings out there. You know, so all I'm trying to do right now is to help you think a little differently about the food and how you're eating the food. The five vegetables that I suggest by cup is a cup of broccoli, a cup of collard greens, a cup of Brussels sprouts, a cup of string beans, and a cup of green peas, okay? Those five vegetables contain most of the nutrients that you're going to need if to eat them all at the same time. You put a cup of each one of those down to eat that as the meal for the day. Once you eat that meal, then the system is prepared to digest some of the other stuff that you might be eating, okay? But unless you eat a meal like that in the beginning to get your system started processing the food in the right manner, the other stuff that you eat, the little snacks and stuff that you're eating, the system don't process it properly. And it causes a real problem in the system, okay? Breakfast should be these five vegetables. Trust me. You should eat these five vegetables to start your day off with, okay? Now, if you want to eat something else later on, that's fine. But your system is set, and it has the nutrients to process some of the other food that you're putting in the body. That's important. I mean, it's very important to understand this is really all about and how you're going to eat to make this work, okay? Now the last time we talked about health, we did the carbohydrates. So this time we're going to do the fat, okay? Now, your fat has come from shortening, oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing, and they got fatted meats down here, okay? Now, the fat constitutes part of the structure of every cell and supplies essential fatty acids, provides and carries fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K. Now, the reason why I read this is to put in your mind that all of the foods work together to help each other. That's how this thing goes down, you know? When you eat, you need all of the stuff in your system at the same time so that body can produce the cell. Now, you're eating so that the body can create perfect cells. That's why you're eating. If the cells are perfect, it will begin to revitalize your entire body, your entire system. So everything about where you, why you're thinking, the way you're thinking, and how you're thinking about the food that you're eating is so, so important. That's why I talk about the thought process all the time. And so this is, we're coming to you out of love because we're tired of seeing you on all this medication. We're tired of seeing you walk around with the walkers. You don't have energy to do anything, and now they got you drinking all these energy drinks. You're going to wind up 55, 60 years old, and your heart going to give out because of all the stuff that you're taking right now. And it's not good. So your thought process has to change if you're going to make this work, okay? Now we're going to go into another one, too. Let's go into vitamin A, which is retinol, okay? You can get retinol from liver, carrot, sweet potatoes, greens, green and yellow or orange vegetables, and fruits. So it assists formation and maintenance of the skin and mucous membranes that line the body, cavities, and tract, such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract, thus increasing resistance to infection. Functions in visual process and informs visual purple, thus promoting healthy eye tissue and eye adaption in dim light. So each thing that you need creates a portion of that molecule that's going to help your body do certain things. Now, the molecules are attached to different portions of the body, and different molecules are doing different things. So as you're eating, the body is putting out these molecules to help make the body, help keep the body healthy. But, see, you're going to have to do some studying on your own, okay? You don't have to do your own research. You don't have to do some studying to figure out what's going on because the doctors are filling you up with the medication, and sometimes the medication is worse than the cure. Now, here's the thing. Now, here's my next question. Why don't we drink, smoke, and do drugs? See, we're social people, okay? And from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed, they're pushing drinking and smoking and drugs at you constantly. And one of the things to drugs, nobody's telling you this, but I'm telling you now, one of the things that addicts you to drugs is the white cane sugar. Not the cane itself, but the way the sugar is processed. The way they process that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. And your system gets used to that addiction. So when you find something else that's addictive, your system kind of wants it, kind of draws you to it. So you got to give up the cane sugar. There's other sugars that you can use. You can use the cane sugar as long as it's not processed with the petroleum, the way they process the white cane sugar. The white sugar that's made from cane. So the cane is not bad. Now, you can use raw sugar. Raw sugar is not processed the way they process the white sugar, and you can use that. But get your children away from that cane sugar, especially early, because they get used to the addiction, you know. If I get up in the day, I'm fine. I like to have my little tea in the morning, you know. And if I put cane sugar in my tea, I want that sugar all day. I want cake and cookies and whatever I can find. It's got the cane sugar in it because it's addicting. You kind of like want it. You want it. But if I get up and if I use the raw sugar, once I'm done with the sugar, once I'm done with my tea, I'm done. I'm not craving any more sweets. You see what I'm saying? So this is what you have to think about. This is what I want you to think about because this is what's causing the addiction to the drugs. Now, alcohol and cigarettes, those are social things. You get into those things because it's the social environment that you're hanging in, you know. Hey, Tony, you smart, you're a tough guy. You got a cigarette hanging out your mouth. Oh, man, you're a gangster, you know? I mean, you know, this is what they're doing. This is how they're getting you hooked on the different things on a social manner. But you have to fall in love with yourself, you know? Now, I'm not talking about love the way they're talking about falling in love with yourself. I'm talking about acts that make your body feel good, you know? And that's kind of dangerous to say it like that because the drugs and stuff sure make you feel good, but they're no good to you. They don't make you feel good in the long run, okay? It's a short gap, make you feel kind of good, but after a while, when you come down off that stuff, it's terrible. You feel awful. That's why you got to keep doing it over and over and over. In terms of being healthy, think in terms of how can I keep this body alive for the next 200 years, which you can do, okay? So, but you have to really work at it. You have to, it's something that you have to constantly work at. It's not just, it don't just happen overnight. You know, you have to work at it and you have to make it do what it's supposed to do, okay? Now, what I suggest that everybody does, what I suggest you do is to go out and get a food chart so that you can look up what's in the broccoli, look up what's in the peas. Look up what's in the greens or the cauliflower, whatever you're eating. Look up and see what nutrients is in there and how much nutrients you need. Now, you need a base, something to guide yourself from. So what I suggest you do is the FDA, the Food Drug Administration, have a baseline chart of how much protein, minerals, vitamins, everything that you need for the body, and let's say about 68, 70 when they have it listed, and they'll tell you exactly how much you need. Now use that as a base, okay? And then when you deal with your food, you say, well, how much food do I need? How much is in this? How much is in that? Why am I eating food that's depleted of all nutrients? It don't make any sense. You know? White flour, for instance. You don't need it. You don't need to eat it. It's grass. We need to stay away from the grass. Now, what's grass? Grass is rice, flour, and corn. That's grass. I'm talking about the wheat flour. That's grass. It comes from grass. Look it up. Go on the internet. Check it out where it comes from. The Egyptians processed that because they were feeding the animals with it. And it worked out so well for the animals. I said, well, I wonder if we can give it to some of the people in the underclass. And because famine and stuff, we had to store the food and all that. So they tried giving it to the people, and the people loved it. It worked, you know. They started making little bread and stuff like that there. And you go back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve wasn't baking no bread. You know, they had a little other setup where they was baking no bread. They didn't eat stuff like that, you know. They wouldn't eat corn and stuff because it was grass. They didn't eat the grass, you know. They ate the fruit, vegetables, herbs. That's what they were eating, you know. So we have to really start thinking about what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the way we're trying to consume the food and eat what we're trying to eat, okay? Now they say that vitamin is not made, they say that B12, vitamin is not made by the body, that you have to eat flesh. But that's not true. The body does make vitamin B12, but it makes it during only for a few hours a day. It don't make it all day long. You know what I'm saying? So everything that you need, basically, you can actually get from the vegetables that you're eating. You do not have to eat flesh to sustain yourself, okay? And this has been proven over and over and over because you got the vegan society out there. Then you got people that don't eat food at all. So maybe we'll talk about them next week, the Breatharian Society, and how they're doing what they're doing, you know. Now, you can also go on YouTube and look up there's people on YouTube that live in, they have cameras on them where they live off nothing but what's coming from the sun. So that means that there's something unique about the body that they're not teaching you, okay? By the time you're 50, they want you on medication. I want you on medication for the rest of your life because the money is not in the cure. The money is in the treatment. If you come and they kill you one time, they're not making any more money. See what I'm saying? So So the money is actually in the treatment and not in the cure. So you have to be careful when the doctors start giving you stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Now, once you start eating from this diet that I'm talking about, right, eat everything from a salad. Now, iceberg lettuce is preferred. This will keep your stomach in an alkaline environment and will allow your immune system to heal. Because a lot of our immune systems is kind of screwed up because the way we've been eating, we haven't been eating properly. Okay. Now, after you on this diet for a while, right, you begin to heal, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, your cancer's gone, this is gone, that's gone, you're not a diabetic no more, all your stuff is going away. Then you need to switch from eating the vegetables that I'm suggesting every day. You switch to eating the vegetables like maybe 3 times a week. And for the other 4 times a week, right, you go to a mixed fruit salad and a lettuce salad, okay? A mixed fruit on top of lettuce. And that will start the age reduction process. So, you know, I hadn't talked about this before on the last one because I didn't want to get too much into it, but that will start the age reduction process, okay? So now a lot of us want to get on the air and we want to talk and we want to do things that feel good. But what I'm trying to do is bring you information that's going to enhance your well-being, that's going to build you up and turn you into something that you really ought to be, you know? Healthy, free from medication, free from depressants, you know? You don't need sleeping pills and all this kind of stuff. I used to have caffeine. I used to, when I was working so hard, I used to live with a cup of coffee in my hand. But it took me a while to get off the caffeine, and I don't need the caffeine no more. And if I take caffeine, it takes 3 days for that caffeine to get out of my system, you know? It's kind of interesting, but you don't need all that stuff no more once you're eating properly, okay? And I do believe that caffeine and alcohol, those who are in earshot of my voice, that caffeine and alcohol is what's producing, help produce this Alzheimer's thing. So you need to be careful with how you eat alcohol, right? Now, once you eat that, once you switch to the mixed fruit and the lettuce salad, you know, you have to think in terms of, I want to be here for 200 years, you know? There's an old saying, what you think about, you bring about, okay? Reap what you sow, you know? So if you, if you're reaping mental bad thoughts, you're going to sow mental bad thoughts, you know? So think about where you're going and what you're trying to do, especially with your diet and everything and what you want to accomplish, you know? Don't think in terms of living for 100 years. That ain't long enough. You can live longer than that. And you don't have to be walking around like old driver, boom, with your hands all twisted and arthritis up to the yin-yang. You don't have, it don't have to be that way if you switch your eating habits around. So I'm telling you basically what you can do to enhance yourself so that you don't have to go through what the old folks are going through today under the doctor, okay? Now, I have a person right now. They have cancer. The doctor said we can't cure it. You got about, give them a few months to live. Why are they still hanging around with the doctors? They need to get up out of there and go do some research and find out. There's lots of ways to cure cancer, and it's on the net. People are curing cancer every day. So you have to be careful when somebody tells you there's no cure for something. Don't believe that. Don't believe that for a second. Cures are in the rainforest. All of the cures are in nature. All in your immune system is absolutely amazing. If you stop eating the junk food and get out of the way and let your immune system heal up so it can do what it's supposed to do, you know? Now, at this point, we're going to just hold off for a minute and go to our little commercial. I'm trying something a little different today. I think I got trying to get my music up the way it's supposed to be. So we're going to play. I got some commercial music that I'm going to play with the commercial. This is the Eating Him Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Time, or Eastern Time, just call 646-564-9888. And if you want to give us a shout out, you know, just call in and let us know that you're here. And when you call in, we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last four digits of your phone. If you have a company or a group and you would like to give your group a shout out, just please feel free to do so. We have released our first gospel CD. If you're listening to part of it now, finally got the music out, the commercial, so that we can listen to part of the CD as I go through the commercial. Jesus is coming, and a link to CD Babies, CD/ Elohim Christ 2, that's the number 2. So check it out. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? Or how is he coming back? Well, we think he's coming back from the same place he came from the first time. Our little God is his home. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. Child that you keep might just be the one to get out of this mess that we're in right now, okay? So we need those babies, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, the Scriptures, Part 2, of Christ Has Come. For more information on that CD or book, call PCCA at 215-924-0223. And that's from 9 to 5. That's the business number, okay? Now, the Will.i.am show comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. The call-in number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-47687-pound, okay? Brother's very knowledgeable about law, so if you have problems with legal problems or anything of that nature, give Brother a call and he can help you out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her virtual website called NikkiLoveUnam.com. That's the email. I had to make it spell it. It's W-U-N-O-M, NikkiLoveUnam.com. We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd and July, Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses because they're killing us in these hospitals. I'm telling you, traveling is crazy. Okay? Now, they're headed by Basuna Muhammad at just call 215-796-0366. We also have RBG Industries. They make designer clothes and buttons and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just call 609-638-5828. And you can get a nice hookup for yourself, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to my friend Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, and you can catch him, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout out to Hedman Baron Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD, album called Reflections. For more information on the album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys sit down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself, go and check them out, okay? Now that the commercial's over, now we have been through the health portion, okay? Now there's another portion, deal with health, but I haven't been talking about a lot. Now, I've been telling you about how powerful you are and how much power you got, this, that, and the other, but I've never really talked about how to access and use this power. So today we're going to talk about that. It's done through meditation, right? Now, what you need to do, well, first of all, let me just thank everybody that's on the line that comes in every Sunday and listens. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for chiming in. Now, we want to talk about how to use your power, okay? Now, we use that through meditation, right? Now, this is what you do. Listen carefully, okay? You meditate. In order to meditate, you start with your feet. You lay down someplace, start with your feet, and you relax from your feet on up to your calves, your thighs, your hips, your belly, all the way up until you get to your face. Well, it's hard enough to relax the face because there's so many muscles in the face. But once you relax your facial muscles, all right, now, don't swallow anything. Once you get into the meditation, don't swallow because that breaks everything. Once you meditate, you look up. Don't open your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. And you look up. You'll see a blue and yellow light. Sometimes the lights mix together with orange color. But it's a blue and yellow light. The yellow light, that's the light you use to work, to get things done, to draw things to you, or like money or whatever you want, okay? That's the light you use. Somebody do something to you, they have a business doing, that's the light you use to exact whatever you want to get. That's the work light, the yellow light, okay? Now, the blue light is your protection light. You can take the blue light, put protection on your children, on your family, on you, so that nothing happens to them. That's what the blue light is for, okay? Now, you can go on the Internet, they talk about the blue light, but they don't talk about the work light too much. They don't talk about that yellow light. That yellow light is how you get things done, how you're using the universal power, because you're carrying this power, okay? Now, after you meditate for a while, you get used to seeing this light, all right? Once you get used to seeing this light, you can shut your eyes for a minute, and when the light comes in, you can open your eyes. And when you open your eyes, don't focus your eyes. Leave your eyes just like it was when you're looking at the light. And if you look at an object, there's an energy field around the object that you're looking at, okay? If you look at a person, that energy field will come up. Now, if you practice looking at that person long enough, or looking at people, whatever, long enough, you will begin to see colors, which is the auras around a person. You can tell if a person's sick, if they have heart trouble, because there's dark spots in the body when you look at it, and you can tell what's wrong with the person, okay? Now, it takes a little while to get used to that, okay? But it's amazing when you can look at a person, you can see the colors jumping off of them, and you can see exactly where they have deficiencies based on what's wrong and things of that nature. Now, once you get into the meditative practice, and you get used to using now the blue light. Now, the blue light is kind of special. See, the blue light is a protective light, but the blue light is also your psychic light. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The blue light is also your psychic light. Once you're putting that blue light around somebody, you can tell what's going on, what's happening with them. You can almost feel what they're thinking. You can literally link up with that person's mind. That's what I'm saying. You can link up what they're thinking, link up what they're feeling, and you can pull information out to them, what they're worrying about and all this here. This is the blue light. You can do all this through the blue light, okay? You can sit down with a person. Now, for a while, I used to have to touch the person to get the vibration, to get the frequency up so that I can feel what's going on inside of them. And I can tell them things about what's going to happen and what's going on. But I don't have to do that now. I can do it long distance. I can take anybody's name or whoever to link up with that person and tell what they're doing, how they feel, what's going on, so forth and so on. Okay? I know it sounds a little strange. Now, the only person that I've been listening to that actually does that, you know, is Nikki Love. That's why I put her, that's why I advertise her show, because she does that, and I checked out what she does, and it's accurate. And she checked out what I did, because I did a reading on her, and it's accurate. You know, we're accurate. She's accurate. I'm like, that's how I know she's accurate, because I can do it myself. You understand what I'm saying? So this comes from your meditation. You can really use the power that you have, and once you get used to feeling this energy, before you step outside, you can tell whether it's going to be a good day or not. You can feel what's going on. In fact, when I was in, I'm a Vietnam vet. When I was in Vietnam, I actually use this energy to get home. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because I could feel when something is going on. I could feel it. I could tell you some stories, but we don't have time to get into all that. But I can actually feel what's going on. You can feel danger. You can feel anything. It's like a sense that you have. You know, once you get into the meditative process, but you have to meditate. Now, from that meditative position, once you get used to seeing the light, you can actually astral travel as well. All right, that's how I go to the different planets. And I don't talk about this too much either, but that's how I go to the different planets, and you can too. All right. I didn't mean to get too much into this. I just wanted to mention it for a minute because I didn't want to get too much into that, but I just wanted to give you an idea of the power that you're carrying and how to begin to access this power, okay? So now we're going to we have the question and answer. Ask to answer time, so if you want to throw your hand up or say something or whatever, you can, okay? Other than that, I'm going to keep going. But once again, all of those that are here, that are on the line, I appreciate you calling every week and listening and letting me know that I'm just not, you know, there's somebody out there is interested in what's going on and what's happening for the future and what they can do to bring themselves more into the power that they have, okay? Now, this was health and economics, so we're going to get into economics. I'm going to keep running down. There's so much information that I want to share, you know. So now we know what economics, we're going to talk about economics for a few minutes, okay? I only got about, 10 minutes left, I think. 10 or 15 minutes left. Economics, somebody else working and paying you. Now, this is what they're not teaching in school. The government talks about jobs. Right, but jobs is economic for the government because the people are working and paying taxes. All right, now you are economic for your groups and churches because you're working and paying them dues and tithes and charity. So you're part of their economic structure. Okay, but these institutions aren't economics for you. You have to create economics for yourself. Okay, so you have to have somebody else working and paying you. Now, the best way to do this, from what my understanding, is through the real estate industry, okay, because you have people working and paying your rent, okay? So now we say, well, I ain't got no money, man. How in the world can I get money together to start buying property and stuff? Well, you do have money, but the problem is you're not using your money properly, okay? Now, we suggest that you use a 50% budget. And I talk about this a lot. You hear me say this a lot, okay? But only at the last week of every month will I get into a secular portion of the show. That's the secular portion of the show, okay? You notice I ain't say too much about Jesus in the Bible because this is a secular portion of the show. Now, how you get the money? If you have a job, you have money, all right? So now the best thing to do is you put yourself on a 50% budget. Now, if you can, you work two jobs. Each job pays about $10,000 a year. You work 2 years, and you save one, live off the other, they give you $20,000. Don't go to the real estate office to buy no property. Don't do that. Check with people in your neighborhood, people that want to sell a property, that's fine, or Go to Stir Sale. You get your property, Stir Sale and foreclosure. That's where you buy your property at. You go and you bid on the property. I just bought a couple more properties, $6,000 a piece, okay? We're working on them. We're trying to fix them up now, okay? I got people calling me. Well, we're working on the property now. We're trying to fix the property up now, but it's $7,000, you can pick up this property, okay? You rent the property out. If you rent the whole property out, you can get $500-$600 a month for one of the properties, or you can rent out rooms, $400 a month, straight up. You can get that for the rooms, and you have people working and paying your rent. Now you can get yourself into residual income. That's residual income. Somebody working and paying you, because once you buy the house every time to make money. you rent the house out, as long as you own the house, you're constantly making money. That's why it's called residual, because you don't have to repeat the process over and over to get the money. That's what they mean by residual income. Now, are there other ways to get residual income? Yes. You can write a record. I have a CD out. My CD is making money. I don't have to keep making a CD over and over and over, but keep buying the CD, and I just keep pushing the CD out. But once the CD is made, it's made. So now I'm getting residual income from the CD. I have a book on the market. I get residual income from the book. If you can write just one poem, you can go downtown with one poem. This guy used to sell 50 poems a day. And he just had one poem on a piece of paper and asked people to donate $4. He's picking up $50, $60 a day. See what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, there's a lot of ways to get money. But getting money is the least of the problem. Holding on to the money, using the money properly so that your children's children can benefit. This is what we haven't been thinking about. We haven't been thinking about the generations coming behind us. I talked to one guy, he owned property, you know, a friend of mine. And I said, well, how are you leaving for the children? Hey, they got to get it the way I get it. Well, you know, what kind of mindset is that? See what I'm saying? So now his children, every generation has been starting over from the beginning, because the generation before that didn't prepare that generation for what they need to do for their generation and their generation after that and after that. This is how we have to start thinking, or we're going to be in this mess forever. 250 years we've been here. Think about all the groups and all the great leaders and all the great people that have come through, but we're still slaves. Something wrong with this picture, okay? Something is wrong with this picture, and we have to begin to upgrade into a type of mindset that we can change the paradigm of what's going on. I started this last week, and every week, I'm going to say this every week until it begins to catch on. You have to give up everything that you have. I'm not talking about money and houses and stuff. But you have to give up all of your mindset. African, Egyptian, I'm American, I'm Haiti, I'm a Frenchman, I'm a German, I'm from Antarctica, I'm from... You have to give up all of that and just become the 99%. No Eagles fans, no Sixers fans, none of that. You have to give up everything and become the 99%. We worried about the 1% living like kings. There's enough wealth. They want to live like kings. Let them. You don't have to overthrow the 1% so that we can have our freedom. All we have to do is unite under the 99%. Trust me, the 99% are way more powerful than that 1%. They have so much stuff out there to keep us separated that it's hard to get 1% of the 99% to agree on anything. Just think about it. So if you just let all that crap go, come to 99% and start working together as the 99% and nothing else, the whole planet will change. The whole planet will change. You can't change. See, when we talk about government, I mentioned this a little earlier, when you're talking about government, government is actually people. It's just people who are managing rules, people who are managing you. It's people. They can't change government. You have to change the people. If the people change, the government change. We focus on all the government. No. Focus on the people. If you change, everything around you is going to be different. If I change, everything around me is going to be different, okay? The thought process that you're living under is what's causing the problem, because everything that we're trying to bring into existence is going to come into existence. But now if one person's existence destroys another person's existence, when it balances itself out, nobody got what they want. You see what I mean? We're constantly arguing, fussing, and fighting over stuff that's actually irrelevant, okay? Now, somebody came up to me the other day. They said, man, we need to go back to the culture we had when we was in Africa. I said, why? because the culture we had in Africa didn't keep us from being slaves, didn't keep us from being trampled on, didn't keep us from being lynched. Why would we go back to that? You are a God, and as a God, you have the ability to create whatever you need. Don't worry about those old systems. Create new systems. If you created those systems, why can't you create something better now that will work better for you than you had before? See, everything comes down to your thought process. You know, what's that saying that they used to have? If you're trying to do the same thing every day the same way and expect different results, that's the mark of a crazy person. Are we crazy? Are we still trying to do the same thing the same way year after year after year and expect to get some kind of change out of it? It's not going to happen. You have to go from 3.0 to 4.0. Man, you got to upgrade. You have to upgrade. I didn't mean to go off onto that because we're still talking about economics. But the economics is not really complicated the way that they make it. So that's why they spend so much time on economics. Economics is not really complicated if you understand what it's all about. Okay? We only got a couple minutes here. So once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in and hearing what's going on. But we have to upgrade our mind. We have to upgrade the entire paradigm of the which we're thinking if we're going to get out of this mess. Other than that, we'll be stuck here for another 250 years talking about black power and white power and this kind of power and all that kind of power, but not actually working towards getting power. Okay? What is power? Power is related to freedom. It's about control. We don't control anything. And if you're going to start with controlling something, you better start learning how to control the food. Food, clothing, shelf, and salt. Food, clothing, shelf, and security. That's what it's all about. Okay? We have to begin learning to control those things. Okay? Now, I just want to go back over just a couple of things on the diet because I mentioned a couple of things about the diet that I haven't been mentioning every week. Okay, so I'm just going to go back over that for the last, I've got about 2 minutes left. After you're on the five vegetables, you can interchange different vegetables in the five vegetables. It doesn't have to be those five vegetables, but you have to get a nutrient chart. Get a nutrient chart so you can see what's in the food that you're eating. Okay? After you're on those five vegetables and you're no longer sick, you're healthy, okay? Don't eat the vegetables every day. Eat those five vegetables 3 days a week because those five vegetables literally become medication. That's what they are, medication. That's why you can cure all the stuff that you have just with those five vegetables, eat them at the same time. After you do that, you eat the vegetables 3 times a week, all right? Start the day off with those five vegetables. And whatever you eat after that, well, I just told you I got 90 seconds. But after you do that, switch to a mixed fruit diet with lettuce. That will, for the other 4 days, that will start you on your age reduction diet and begin to bring you into the 200-year cycle that I've been talking about on the airwaves every week, okay? I only got about a few more seconds left. So what I want to say is that love is and always will be the answer. You have power, you're controlling power, you have so much in you that is unbelievable. Go through the meditation process that I talked about. Deal with that yellow and blue light. Start seeing and feeling things, what's going on in the future, past, present, and future. You can see all through that process that I talked about earlier, okay? Now, this is the secular portion. Then we do this at the last show of every month. It's a secular portion. Now, the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about that spiritual power, how to deal with things through the Bible. Now, remember, the great leaders were here to bring about all the stuff that we got. Use the Bible. So don't run away from that Bible. That's a powerful book if you know how to read it and understand it. Next week, we're going to talk about more about how to read and understand that Bible, so that you can get some of the power that you deserve, some of the power that you're supposed to have. And with that, I would like to say love is, always will be, the answer. I'll talk to you again next week. And thank you so much for those who are on the line. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Peace.